When Napa City Manager Mike Parnes reflects on the quake that rattled his community not quite 5 months ago, he's impressed by the resilience they've shown in the time just after and since that 6.0 tremor.
When you consider how much initial damage was caused, things have really turned around. Our hotel rooms are filling. We're seeing crowds coming back. It's been rather impressive to see how the community has come together and kept moving forward.
In fact, Parnes says, one of the lessons from the whole experience has been to be better prepared for a high level of volunteerism.
One thing that we didn't see coming was the outpouring of interest from the community in trying to step up and volunteer to help immediately. While we appreciated that and we needed their help, we didn't have the staff infrastructure in place to take advantage of all the interest. So it took us a while to get organized, to get call stations set up, and take advantage of all the energy people were willing to devote to helping out.
Even so, the damage resulting from the earthquake is now adding up to well over $500 million.
Our public infrastructure took a big hit. We've had over 200 line breaks in our water system. We've had a multi-million dollar storage facility for water failed and will have to be replaced. We've had 300 different roads crack or sidewalks that need to be replaced. A number of buildings have been impacted at both the county and the city level. So there's a lot of that. There's probably $60 to $80 million in public infrastructure damage. I think the economic impact on the wineries and the businesses will be close to $100 million. And then the private property, the estimate's at over $400 million.
Federal disaster aid will eventually cover three-quarters of the cost to rebuild the city's infrastructure, with the state picking up most, perhaps even all of the rest. But, Parnes says, many private property owners are now seeing their government assistance process moving quickly.
It took us a long time to get the federal sign-off that individual assistance for private property owners was going to be provided. However, once that decision was made, they came in and started working very quickly. And people are finding that once they get on the list, they're getting inspectors on site and getting checks within a matter of days.
One positive aspect of this natural disaster is that it was localized, affecting just Napa and the nearby areas. That left adjacent counties able to move quickly to help out.
We went from 4 construction and building inspectors to 60 over 48 hours. We checked every single structure in the city in a week. We were able to fix 120 water line breaks in 5 days, which is the amount we normally do in a year. All because we're able to receive support through mutual aid agreements.
That's a benefit attributable to good advanced planning. But Parnes says that Napa also benefited hugely from something over which they had absolutely no control.
We had a community event that afternoon, 10,000 people in the streets. Had this happened at 3 in the afternoon instead of 3:30 in the morning, we'd have had massive casualties. So I guess that's a lesson. If you're going to have one of these, have it at the middle of the morning.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.